We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Vav Sif Yud Aleph. Yehi Abasam Mulach B'Milchai. The meat should be soaked in its salt Shor Achas, an hour. V'Shas Etchak, if there's extenuating circumstances, 24 Esrin V'Arba Minutim, 24 minutes. Sif Yud Beis. Lach Shoy Abasam Mulach B'Milchai. After the meat is sitting in the salt amount of time, be careful to get off all the salt. He rinsed the meat, shalosh pam, three times, very strong rinse in water, and between each rinsing, there should be used new water. V'yishiras Hashem. A woman of Yerushmayim, yesh la lashgich ba'atzma adach basar, in the world that they lived, that everybody did melich at home, the woman of the home has to make sure that the meat is properly rinsed. Kilipama masharsas asher because of tisa, the help that does the melicha, tetzamtzen, will not do it properly. V'yichon lo v'chas v'shom l'sadam, and we could chas v'shom come to a situation that people will be eating blood. We should make sure not to keep meat in a pail or in before it was rinsed, because then the blood gets reabsorbed. We have to be careful with birds. To take off the bird before we soak the meat, the bird. If they were salted together, Yasser Shalos Chacham, became Tzrichon Lizar B'Zab Behemim. So too, when we take out the salt of an animal, we have to be careful. The same halach applies to the wings of a bird and to the legs of a bird. Many have the minig to cut off the bone by the wing. Some have the minig to cut off even more. Some have the minig to take off the nails of the feet of an animal, and all that there should be place for the blood to run out. Basar, sif yudal, basar shlo nimuch adayin, the meat that has not yet been salted, lo yinich v'makom shel pam yesh b'melech, don't leave it in a place where there may be some salt. Yesh lo yachik kes kli l'basar l'chud, we should have special equipment for kashri meat, shloi linich b'kliz ayirakus or peris, don't put fruits or vegetables into that, in those kalim. Dvarim shadaka lacha b'lo yadacha, food that may be eaten without rinsing. Kidam min abas nidbek b'kli, because if you use the same kali, there may be blood that will get attached to the walls of that kali. Umna kli nidbek b'hem, and that blood could then attach itself to the food that you want to eat. One has to cut the head before we soak the head. Take out the brain. And to cut the membrane that's around it. Soak and salt separately. If one wants to eat the head, he has to do melicha and the inside and the outside. But if the hair is still attached, we could do melicha. Sifta zav. At some sheesh b'im mayach. Bones that have in them marrow. Imadayim ha'dvukus b'basar. If they're still attached to the meat, malcham imabasar b'yachad, they could be salted together with the meat. K'may shehein. Avu, im nifredu me'abasar. If they are already detached from the meat, imalchim b'fnei atzmam, they should be salted alone. They should not be left in the salt next to the meat. Sif Yudzayin Ragla Behemus, animal legs. Tzrichan Lachta Rosha Tlofayim. One has to cut the hooves. Kaidim Shriya before they're soaked. Man Yuchal Adam Loza Mehen, in order to have a place for the blood to escape. Tzrichan Lenichasim. They should also be placed by Oifen Shechluzov in a way that the blood could spill out. And again, you could salt them when the hair is still attached. Sif Yudches Alev Tzrichon Lekara Kod Mashriya. The heart should be cut before it's soaked. Again, Shietz Adamamana to have a place that all the blood could come out. Sif Yutes Hareya, the lungs. Gamkem Noigim Gamkem Lechotchoy. We cut open the lungs. Luftocha Kinkonis Agdolos. And open up the large tubes. Koyd Mashriya before we soak it. Sif Chof Hakaved, the liver. Yesh Behavidam has much blood in it. Lefika Lechatchila. And like the carnal of Ashley de Melicha, salting is inadequate. It has to be broiled over a fire. The opinion of almost all Paiskim is that kashering over a gas fire is fine. It may even be better than a fire with coals, but it should not be a very high flame, because if it's a very high flame, it may roast the outside before you got all the blood out. Also, one could kasher a liver when it's frozen because the broiling will expel all the blood. One has to cut it, make cuts in it, and leave it like that when it has these cuts on the fire. The man yishav eish hetev kol adam shaboy. In order that the fire should be able to draw out all the blood. The halach is that if we're kashering through roasting versus kashering through salting after the meat from when it was slaughtered till if it's 3 days, we can't salt it anymore. But tzliya can be done after 3 days. But if tzliya is done after 3 days, one should not cook that meat after the tzliya. The meat, the liver of an animal, it should be cut horizontally and vertically. The bird liver, the halacha is not as strict, but the minig is to cut them also horizontally and vertically. The liver should be put on top of a grate which has holes on it, not just a flat pan, so that the blood that's being extracted by the fire that's under it will have where to escape. We rinse the liver before we put it on the fire. And when it's on the fire, we should put some salt on it. Not too much. And we roast it until it's edible. And then we rinse it before we will eat it. The din is that it should be roasted till it should be essentially edible. And therefore, in the big livers, we have to be careful that they have to be roasted well, that even the inside is edible. We also have to be careful that as soon as we finish roasting it, we should take it off the grate, because the grate has absorbed blood, and we don't want that blood should get reabsorbed back into the animal, into the liver. You should rinse it 3 times. Then we could cook it. Also, since this grate absorbed the blood, it's important to make sure that grate get kashered before get kosherized before you use it again. And again, we have to make sure it doesn't look too red after the roasting. Sif Chav Aleph Tzrichin Lizar Letzloise Dafka Aleish, we should roast it over open fire. Vloy Batana Gorov, not in a closed oven. The Kenla Yichnasoibinayr Tzloisekach, one should not wrap it in paper. Vafilu Binayagru, it doesn't make a difference what type of paper is being used. It should not be put in, should not have anything around it while it's being roasted. One should not salt the liver before you roast it. Like we salt meat. One shouldn't salt liver and meat together. The spleen. It's like other pieces of meat. We have to remove before we soak it as a krum shalav, the membrane that's around it, the skin that's around it. Shasr mshem chalev. That's chalev. Gam tzrichim anakroi mshem agidim. We also have to remove the gidin, the veins that are in that piece of meat. Noit l'roshag did. We pull that vein. U'moshechai soy. When you pull it, there'll be three veins attached to it. We have to be careful to keep those strings, those veins whole, because in nifsak, if it gets cut, it gets detached, you're going to have to dig into the meat to get it all out. Sif chavdalad, hachachulas v'shem ayim, the stomach and the tubes of the stomach. We salt them on the outer side, shashum and davak shom, which is where you have the fat. Sif chav hei, keva shel egel, the stomach of a calf, shenim tzu b'chalav, that milk is found in it. Shayf chnes es chalav, we pour out that milk, kodem shriya, before we begin the salting process. Varei kishabasa, and then it's treated like all other meat. Sif chava, beim shenimtza b'toich oifis, eggs that are found inside the bird after you slaughter them. Ben shim ktanim ha'oid, whether they're very small. Ben shenigm l'gamri, or whether they're completely formed. Im klipasin, even with the shell. Tzrichin shliya melich v'adocha, they're considered like a piece of meat, and they have to go through the entire salting procedure. Avlo yim l'chem etzel ha'basar, don't salt them together with meat. Be careful not to salt them in a way that the blood that's coming out of the meat should go onto those eggs. And these eggs, I feel even if they're completely formed, they're considered like meat, and therefore, they may not be eaten together with milk.